That's the East Pointers with Secret Victory from their new album. It is entitled Secret Victory. And actually, I've got my hot little hands on one of the first copies of this CD because it's just been released. It's by the East Pointers. As I mentioned, they are live on Folk Roots Radio today in the studio. They are, of course, Cody Chasen, Tim Chasen, and Jake Sharon. They come from PEI. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. How are you?
Now, it's funny because I've crossed paths with you individually at different times because you involved in a lot of other projects. I had the privilege of actually introducing Tim Chasen in his other life as a, I don't know what I call you, a solo singer-songwriter?
Yeah.
Fiddler? Yeah. Is that the way to go?
I guess that's what you'd call me, yeah.
And then Cody Chasen plays banjo, and then Jake Sharon is well known as an accompanist on guitar, also plays with Shane Cook on a Canadian Folk Music Award nominated album, is that right?
Yeah, we got lucky with that one, I think.
I think we should start, though, by talking a little bit about why you got together with a project like this as well as the other initiatives you have.
Yeah, well, I think initially with East Pointers, like Cody and I obviously grew up playing Celtic music together with our family. We come from a big family of traditional fiddle players and musicians. And we met Jake about 5 or 6 years ago, I guess both at separate times and just through the traditional music community. And we all got along so well and we drank a lot of beer together and played a lot of tunes and late night jams. And I guess officially, I guess about a year and a half ago, we decided to, you know, we should start a trad band, like, you know, focus on tunes that we've written and, you know, just to play these tunes for fun. And then it kind of turned into, we recorded a little EP last March. And then it just kind of took off from there. Like, we started playing a few shows and showcases. And now, yeah, we've toured in Australia and UK and Canada and a bit in the US. And it just kind of turned into this, I guess. And we're having a lot of fun with it.
And is it the fun that drives it?
I think so, yeah. I think just even when we were jamming back in the day, we had a bit of a connection through our music. And we've always had a passion for this type of stuff, and we share that. So yeah, just playing together. We're all writing tunes together and have that artistic, we each have our own little say in this band, which has kind of been fun. Collaboration.
Now, are you actually in PEI as well, or are you more visiting PEI?
No, I'm based in Toronto, but they let me hang out there once in a while.
Yeah.
Honorary Chasen.
Because it blows my mind that the Chasen family, I mean, how many actual people in the Chasen family play music?
There's 55 first cousins, and I would say, three quarters of them play something. So needless to say, like, you know, Christmas and New Year's and all those times when family gets together, it's a bit of a, it's crazy. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of tunes, a lot of songs, and it's a good party.
So Cody, you're the banjo player.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about why you chose to play banjo?
Why I chose to play banjo? Actually, back in the day, my cousin, Elmer Deagle, he was playing with Natalie McMaster, touring around as her guitar player and mandolin player and tenor banjo player. And he was selling one of his tenor banjos back, you know, years ago. And he said, you should learn how to play, because I had played guitar and fiddle and mandolin growing up. And so it wasn't that much of a stretch to, well, it was a bit more of a stretch on the fretboard, but the banjo came fairly easily after playing those instruments. So yeah, it's fun. I love it. I've always loved Irish music, and you know, the tenor banjo is a huge part of Irish music. And so yeah, I was naturally drawn there. It just took me a while to find it.
So tell me about this new album.
Yeah, well, basically, it's just a lot of, like, all the instrumentals are tunes that we all composed, and the songs, we wrote the songs as well. And we recorded it at Catherine North Studios in Hamilton, Ontario. And yeah, we kind of just went in, and it's a church, an old church that we all sat around and played it basically kind of live off the floor for the most part. And yeah, so it's a collection of tunes. It's like I said, Cody and I grew up at the eastern end of Prince Edward Island, which is kind of heavily influenced by the Cape Breton style of Scottish fiddle playing. And so that's kind of our roots. Cody and I both started with fiddle and step dancing. And then whenever, you know, you grow up and you listen to, you kind of broaden your horizons with like other instrumental styles and cultures, like with Irish and French especially. And Jake comes from the background of the Ontario fiddling scene, and Jake's brothers are both great fiddle players, and Jake plays the fiddle too, and step dances, and piano, and yeah, and I think just with kind of his background of that, and his French Canadian background and Irish, and it's just kind of like a mixed match. I think, like, the, you know, as far as the style goes, it's a bit of a mixture between all those cultures, and then also with a little bit of a contemporary spin, I guess. We're trying to write some different stuff, so.
So we started off with Secret Victory, which is the first track on the album. It's also the title track on the album. It's actually two tunes, right? Composed by Cody and Jake. Is that how that happened?
Yeah. Yeah. There are two jigs played at a bit of a tempo and cliff and tempo. And yeah, just sort of tried to create some energy with that first track, I guess.
So would you go down to the island to work on these tunes? How did you do that?
Yeah, once in a while. We've just sort of been writing wherever we end up. We did a lot of writing for this record in Australia. Yeah, we did a tour there last winter, which was terrible being away from the Canadian winter, let me tell you. But no, it was nice to be down there. And the next song that you'll actually be listening to was also composed down in Australia with a good friend of ours via Skype, Mr. Chris Kirby.
That's right. That's Cold. That's the next track we're going to play. Now, tell us about why it's called Cold. I mean, is that like the Canadian winter? Or
yeah.
I should say the PEI winter, which, let's be honest, is a lot worse than everybody else.
Yeah. Coincidentally enough, actually, we were we were outside of a library that day, and because you can't find Wi-Fi in Australia. I don't know what the hell's going on down there. But so we were outside a library. We were Skyping with a good friend of ours who I've written a ton of songs with. And we wrote the song. We were like, it was like 40 degrees out, and we were sweating our butts off. But the name of the song is Cold. But it's basically a song kind of about, like, you know, if I was to explain it, it's kind of about, you know, this like a struggle that a lot of us go through. And you know, you're just in this place where you can't see, you know, it's hard to see into the future, and you can't go back, and you're just kind of in this place, I guess you could say. It's kind of about that. So
let's play that now. This is the East Pointers from their new album, Secret Victory. It's just come out, and we're listening to the track Cold. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Rub me spring, sun, Mayflowers blue. You kept my nights warm when we slept underneath the moon. You tell me why the brightest lights burn out so soon. The snow keeps falling, burying the past. Out here digging for what I can't get back. My hands are frozen, I'm feeling numb. The snow keeps falling, and I have never ever felt so cold. Oh, I've never ever felt so cold.
That's the East Pointers with Cold from their new album, Secret Victory. They are our special guests on Folk Roots Radio today. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. They've been very busy because it's an opportunity to showcase. Obviously, with a new album out there, they want to meet as many people as possible and talk about potential possibilities for shows, tours, and festivals. I know I've seen you at a couple of festivals this past summer. Is festivals something you love to do?
Oh, yeah. Festivals are the best. I just remember, like, growing up and just always being like, oh, it'd be like such a dream to play festivals all summer. And now it's wicked that this past summer we play festivals all summer, and then in like Australian summer we play festivals all summer there. And it's just a great atmosphere at folk festivals. And, you know, you get to meet other musicians and hang out with, you know, old friends. And there's always great crowds and people that are very enthusiastic to listen to music. And they're always pretty special.
Yeah, one of the things I love is the fact that at a festival, there are always lots of opportunities to catch a band. Perhaps you missed their first show, but the way that the festival's set up, we'll probably get to catch them on the you know, the second or third show. And there's also the workshop experience, because I had a chance to catch Cody in the banjo workshop at Mariposa this last summer, which was immense fun because I think there was, what, four banjo players in that? Jamie Stone, I remember, was the host of that.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that experience, because I'm a big banjo fan. I really think the world needs more banjos. So
you know,
tell us about that.
Yeah, that was a fun experience because out of the four, I was the only one that played with a pick. So it was interesting. I was playing Irish 4-string and they were all playing bluegrass 5-string clawhammer, and it was an amazing experience. I've never been part of a banjo workshop, and so a little nerve-wracking.
Because workshops are one of the big things. I mean, it must be it's kind of like conferences. I come to a conference with all you guys, and I think, oh, it's great. I get all these musicians, and they actually seem to like they want to talk to me today. So it's a great opportunity for me to learn more about your music. But when you go to a festival and you're doing, you know, you'll do your own sets, but then you put into a workshop with other people, that must be a great thrill and probably the reason that you end up with new partnerships, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you meet a lot of people at these folk festivals, and when you get thrown on stage, you never really know what's going to come out of it. But we ran into some good friends at the Goderich Celtic Roots Festival and met a band called Four Winds from Ireland, and had a workshop together, and things just sort of clicked. And we had some really nice tunes, and who knows, might be doing some stuff with them later on in the year. So it's
So tell us about the tour to Australia. I had a chance to interview Perch Creek. I don't know if you know those guys.
Oh, yeah.
They were at Hillside. I was interviewing them. They were telling me that the festival experience in Australia is a little different to the Canadian festival. Is that right?
Yeah, I guess so. It was funny because we took the shuttle back with them, and we were just talking about how much better coffee is in Australia and and food. Yeah, they were like, Tim Hortons is your guys' coffee. And we're like, yeah, I know. But yeah, I know it definitely is a different experience. Like, there's a lot of, like, definitely a lot of similarities. I think that between Australia and Canada, there's something about, I don't know. Well, Cody dates an Australian. You should answer this, Cody.
I do date an Australian. Thanks for pointing that out, Timothy. Shout out to Chloe if she's listening. Yeah, I think they're both amazing in their own ways. One of the festivals that we did in Australia, the Woodford Folk Festival, is just, I've never experienced something quite like that. The only other festival that kind of I could compare it to is Blue Skies this year. Tim and I did in Ontario. It's like a total experience, like in so many different genres. You know, they have comedy and they have circus, and like, you know, the festival, it's like 350 bands or performers, and it's just an amazing. It's amazing. It's an amazing thing to be a part of.
Tell us a little bit about the live show for the East Pointers, for people that may not be familiar with the band.
Well, it's comprised of all three of us. Jake plays guitar, I play fiddle and foot percussion, and Cody plays tenor banjo. And I guess the show is, our goal is for it to be like high energy for the most part. I think if someone was to listen to the records or see us live, it's the songs are a bit more kind of like focused on songwriting and a little slower just to kind of break things up, so it's not like you're not going to fall down after a show. But I think that we a lot of it is about high energy and having people up to dance and just enjoying it, like, you know, kind of getting up on the dance floor and just, you know, there's no structure as far as, like, you know, you can just flail around and have fun, just kind of let yourself go, because I always compared, like, fiddle music, like Celtic music, because it's so old, it's such, like, a soulful kind of music, like, you can just listen to it and it'll take you somewhere else. And that's something that we hope to do with a live show, so people can just really enjoy it and, you know, dance and just feel good after it.
So take us through, Jake, what are your plans for the next few weeks and months? I mean, the album has just been released. Are you on a tour to promote that now?
Yeah, we're thrilled to have the album out, and it is available online. And we've got a little tour coming up from the East Coast. We're starting out in Halifax and Charlottetown, and passing through Quebec and into Ontario. So just sort of the East and Central provinces for now. But yeah, we've got a few dates on the website, and we're excited to get out and play the new material.
What sort of shows are they? What are they, clubs you're playing? Or?
Yeah, mostly clubs.
If people want to learn more about the band, how can they do that?
Well, we've got a website that's almost finished, but eastpointers.ca is our website. And we'd also love to be your friend on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that good stuff.
That's great. We're going to finish with another song from the album now I understand it. You know, it's funny, this is just an aside for the listeners, but when we're actually setting up this interview, it's always important to decide what tracks we're going to play. And I wasn't sure about which ones. He said, well, let's play Woodfordia. And I thought, oh, that's an interesting song. I wonder what that's about. But I think I now know. Who wants to tell me about the track we're going to play?
This is the track it's named after the Woodford Folk Festival that Cody was speaking of earlier. And I think we just had such an amazing experience there that, that's the tune that what we named it after.
So. Which is actually a set of three tunes, right? Because there's a tune for Hannah, another tune for Hannah, and then Woodfordia. So
Cody,
Hannah is
that.
Not Chloe, so who is Hannah?
No. Yeah, who? Hannah is my 13-year-old niece that is very hard to please. She wanted a tune written for her, and I wrote the first one, and she didn't like it very much. And so I wrote another one for her, and she didn't like that one either. But the boys liked it, so we decided that we would record it. And then, yeah, obviously, Woodfordia is for the festival in Australia.
That's great. Well, let's play that now. This is the East Pointers from their new album, Secret Victory. And this is Woodfordia, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. And I'm Jan Hall. And it's been a great pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you. Yeah.